If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, so you know that every Monday we have what we call Impact on Point of View. So you may have seen this this post on social media, particularly on Instagram. Beautiful. The food is so yummy. But here's the interesting part. It's a white guy who travels South Africa, di chisanyama, you know, dikota, mautwana, all of that. He goes in the deep townships and rural areas, and he goes and, you know, tries and finds these amazing gems of eateries and reviews them. Usually they're very good reviews. Reviews them, get traffic going, get people to get more business and so on. And it's just been amazing to watch, because some of the stories of people after he's arrived, they are like, yo, my business was collapsing. And those posts saved my business. People didn't know who I was. People didn't know my business. Now they know my business. People travel to come and eat my food. And I just think some of these little, very small gestures by amazing South Africans are exactly what we need in a time like this, because, yeah, it's a lot. We're going through a lot. So let me introduce you to Nick Hammond, who is today our Impact on Point of View
podcast.
Hello and welcome to you, Nick Hammond. Thank you so much for making time for us. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's my first time on Kaya, so I'm really honored. I listen to the station so often, so this is huge for me. I'm super
well. Isn't it interesting how radio heads themselves being the subject is so uncomfortable? Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, it's a little bit like looking into the mirror.
So look, I really, this is a feature called Impact, right? And we talk to people who are making a difference, very small, sometimes quite big, sometimes noticeable to everybody, sometimes not. But we want to highlight some of the things that you've been doing. So we think you're doing amazing things for this country that's going through a lot. Let's talk about this idea that you had of visiting very, very ordinary vendors and shops and going into the township, tasting food and just giving us joy while you do that.
Well, thank you, firstly, so much for wanting to talk about this. I'm really encouraged by that, and I try as often as I can to promote South Africa, because that's really what this is about at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Showing South Africans just how brilliant and how beautiful our country is. And as you say, so often just in the ordinary. I mean, the fact that some of the most brilliant kitchens are hiding inside the smallest homes in the smallest suburbs or townships, and sometimes the greatest cooks and chefs are people that maybe didn't have the fanciest training in the world. And they're, you know, this is a country that is filled with so much talent, and food is just one way of sharing these stories and celebrating our cultures and our differences. But if you went for food, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for so long in television and radio, just the idea of promoting anything that is South African and that is excellent, and just putting it through a lens where others want to celebrate it. Like, that's kind of the point of why I started doing this.
But I mean, how did it come to you? You know, how did the very, very first thought come to you?
So it goes all the way back to 2016 when I was asked to promote a music concert in Polokwane for my radio station. And so I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk there from Johannesburg. And I set out on a 330-kilometer journey on foot with 25 Ks a day, where every single day I also, in addition to doing that, needed to broadcast a radio show. And so what you start to do when you're walking 25 kilometers a day and needing to give South Africans 3 hours of radio content is you start paying attention to the smaller details. And as I would walk on my journey every day, I would pass by, more often than not, people on the side of the road creating something, you know, something cooking in a pot, or maybe a small pad style with cook sisters on the side of the road, or maybe a man selling vegetables or apples from a local farm. And I spoke to these people and I asked them their stories of where they'd come from and what it was that you know, got them up in the morning, and then obviously after that tasted their incredibly delicious food. And that kind of started this journey for me of wanting to explore more and more of my country, because I'd driven to Polokwane many times and never paid any attention to any of these people. But suddenly on foot, I couldn't help ignore them. And then I thought, well, how many more people are there like this? And that's what led to all these projects that I've had over the years that culminate in the food that I do on social media. So, you know, I've toured all over Africa doing this and promoting this kind of idea. I've done 7 now month-long tours of just doing South Africa, promoting people, places, hidden gems that make it great. And on social media, I get to do this with food every day. And food is easy because there's so much of it. We'll never run out of great food stories, and delicious culture behind them is the motivation to keep going. But that's the origin story of where it comes from.
Obviously, as you delve into the food and you celebrate all of that, there are other stories that you uncover about. And I don't necessarily think that you tell us everything, but you get to know, you know, what's behind that kitchen, who's behind the food that we're eating, what time they woke up in the morning, for instance, you know, what did it take to get that food onto your plate? Tell us about some of those stories.
There have been some really amazing things that have happened through doing this journey. A couple that come to mind, I think of Tiani Maluleke from Soweto, who founded a place called Grubworks. So this is a guy who, when I went to go and see him for the first time, had a passion for food. Unfortunately, in life, you know, he'd found himself in a position where he needed to get entrepreneurial. He needed to think differently about how to make money and how to provide for himself. And he was living back in his parents' home. He didn't have a great relationship with his father that he was staying with, and he was making burgers out of the backside of this property in Shawelo in Soweto. And I went to go and tell his story because I thought he had something great, and I thought he had something fantastic. And just speaking to him about his ideas about township entrepreneurship, and not only from him, but I hear this from so many people. You know, we have this problem in South Africa where people don't spend money in areas that as much as they should, that they just somehow think aren't worth their time, aren't worth their effort. You know, so many people, we get money, we want to go to the fancy Rosebanks and the Santons, and as great as that all is, and that deserves its own place. It's important for us as South Africans, I think, to spend money in our own economies, to spend money in suburbs and in townships and in places where money just goes out, it doesn't come back in. And he had these brilliant ways of thinking about this and how we change consciousness and how we get people in the suburbs into these areas, get their pockets into these areas. And so I just wanted to tell his story. That's all I wanted to do. And we put a video up. It went viral on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. It got a couple million views. And now, fast forward about a year later, this guy has moved from his father's backyard into a permanent shop in a mall in Shawelo. And the business is expanding and it's growing, and people are coming and they're eating and they're driving from far and wide, and it, just because we told the story. And I think that we were able to amplify something that was already there, and what was there was this attitude that create something good and people will come, and I get to be the person that tells people where to go. But for me, that's, yeah, it's the most rewarding thing, and it becomes so much more. You know, we all need to eat and we all want good food, but it just becomes about so much more than that.
And you know, there are a couple of things happening there. First of all, these are not companies or businesses that have got marketing budgets. You know, they don't have that. They can only do so much with social media, but then you come along and you expose the world to who they are. And I've got to tell you, Nick, you've got to also appreciate your privilege, right? So here comes a white person telling everybody that my food is great. Talk to me about the impact it has and you know, what they say to you after having visited their spaces.
No, well, I'm glad you touched on it because, you know, the whole sort of like being a white dude in South Africa and all that, because I move between different cultural spaces a lot, and still in 2024, it's like not considered the most normal thing to do, which is bizarre. And it goes both ways. You know, I think a lot of people, there are these imaginary lines that are very, very profoundly felt by people that in our minds tell us certain places aren't for us. Mm-hmm. Certain areas are dangerous, or I'm not going to be welcome, and there's all this like really deeply entrenched stuff in the minds and the psyche of South Africans that prevents so much beauty from happening, and I want to change that. I think that, as you know, if you and your friends, whoever you are, wherever on the socioeconomic, racial, gender, whatever, wherever you sit in the world, if you and your friends are wanting to say, where should we go to have a meal? Where should we go on Friday? there should be so much more open and available in your consciousness of where you think about you want to go than there currently is in, mm-hmm. for South Africans. And mm-hmm. so that's kind of what I'm trying to change by telling these stories. Like that's a big part of why I'm driven to do this. But it's beyond amazing. I mean, it was this woman, Pendile, who runs a, it's kind of like a food truck, Shikanyama, just up the road from where I stay. Mm. And I went to her one day. And so what I also do, for context, people might not realize, is I'm quite sneaky in that I often don't tell people, yes. I'm going to make videos about their businesses.
Yes.
And I ask a couple of questions and I kind of try to get the story out of them. You know, who are you? Why do you do this? And with her, I got the story that, you know, she was working in healthcare, and just kind of fell out of love with it and found herself in a place in life where she needed and desperately wanted something else to do. And food had always been this passion. And so she said, well, I'm going to create a small business and I'm going to do this for myself. And I tasted her food and I was like, damn, this is delicious. I can't wait to tell people. And again, for her, you know, you asked me about impact.
Mm-hmm.
I visit her because I do my shopping just around the corner from there. And every week when I see her, she tells me a new story about how a new person has come from some faraway place in South Africa just to go there and try her food. And for me, that's the win. The ability to take someone who's entrepreneurially minded, who is the right kind of South African, someone who wants to build a business and who wants to do it deliciously and who is passionate, and giving them an opportunity to actually see themselves thrive. Like, I think that's the kind of pathways we should all be encouraging in this country.
And I mean, I'm sure you've saved a couple of those businesses, because South Africa is going through a really difficult economic time at the moment. And some of them, you know, they set up shop in spaces where people are unemployed. You know, we may love the food, but there isn't enough money to go around. How do they keep going? Because you must be hearing these stories a lot too.
Yeah. So it's really tough. And this is a cool opportunity to talk about something else. You know, so if I have a bad experience at a restaurant, I don't post about it, or an eatery, mm. or any kind of place that I've gone to be given food. And the reason I don't post about it is not because I'm trying to do sunshine journalism, but it's because I realize the impact that I have to do good. And I think to myself, if I were to do something that could potentially have the inverse effect on somebody else, for the sake of appearing authentic to some people, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I do what I do because I want to grow businesses and people and South Africans, and that's the point. And I've encountered all kinds of people. Yeah, some who have been very despondent, and some who've had their backs up against the wall. I mean, things are it's no secret that things are tough out there. Mm. Like we are not living in easy times.
Mm.
But the one thing that I say to people, once I've kind of done what I do, and as I say to them, turn the taps on for them in terms of getting a sense of awareness, is I say, look, this is kind of like, it's almost like putting dynamite in the water.
Mm.
It's going to give you a runway that's going to last for some time, but then you've got to take the plane off. Like, I can't guarantee you that this is going to last more than a couple months.
Mm.
And through some of the people that I think have taken that to heart, I've seen how they've used it as this, okay, now there's attention. Now I'm going to up my own social media, or I'm going to bring out specials, or I'm going to get more active in my community. And I've got a lot of people in my network because I understand these platforms, and I've been in traditional media for the last 15 years, that frequently will reach out and ask for advice. You know, what would you do here? How would you market this? How would you tell more people about this? And I give back as much as I possibly can to these people, because that's what genuine success is. It's like, it's all well and good if this place blows up for 3 months, but I want to come back in 5 years and hear about how, you know, there's a kid who's now gone through school as a consequence of this, or there's someone who's bought a home as a consequence of this, or a new car. Like, those are the stories that I'm actually out there fishing for.
How can we make it easier? You know, how can all of us make it easier from the stories that you're hearing on the ground? How can we make it better for them?
I think the one thing, and it's easier said than done, but enjoy your country. You've got a right to, you know, and that's more than just a flippant statement. I really mean, you know, obviously there's so many people listening that are from a wide variety of walks of life, but I know enough about traveling this country to know that generally people stick to where they're from. and stick to small parts of their own cities and communities. And the more we move around, the more we're going to start to move money around, and the more we're going to start to uplift and just find these places. And you know, I think about my own life before I did this. I would have maybe 5 or 6 places when my friends phoned me, said we want to go out to grab a meal, whatever, that we would go to. And so turn that into 10, like, and find places that are, go on my pages and look for suggestions of places. The other thing that, you know, on a broader level, I'm pushing quite hard to get different kinds of funding for genuine skills development. I thought in South Africa that there's so much brilliance hiding in the minds of people that are more than willing to share it. They just need the avenue through which to do so. You know, we've got incredible entrepreneurs who built amazing businesses across different industries, and bringing those people to the table to get them to share ideas with other entrepreneurs. And this does exist, by the way. I mean, there are incredible networks already, many of which have reached out to me in different capacities, and some I've engaged with more than others. But this is not like this isn't happening. I just think the more it happens, the better off we're going to be. But as everyday South Africans, in the most simplistic nutshell, is to say, enjoy your country. Go to, you know, we're in Joburg right now. In Alex, there's a place called Siga, which does Mexicasti cuisine. So it's the guy, you know, this guy studied Tex-Mex in the States. He came back. He wanted to uplift his own community. He's making food. He does like a corta burrito, for example. This is like genuine fusion, 21st century, changing palates, thinking of new ideas. Add that to your Friday of maybe where you think you want to go. You know, I'm sure you may well be aware, but some of your listeners might not be, of Sanza in Yeovil, who's running the Yeovil Dinner Club,
yes.
Who's calls himself a gastronomic smuggler, who's taking food from all over our African continent,
yes.
Putting it on a plate and saying, eat this. He's trying to revive the once great suburb of Yeovil. Like, go support him. Like, go to Shawelo and go to Something Smoked. Support Mpo, a guy who now is getting written about in articles and he's being interviewed on radio. But we started that. We went up, we made a small TikTok video, and we changed almost overnight the popularity of his business. Go do that on a Sunday. You know, it's just that, enjoy your country, explore it, and put money into it wherever you can, and eat delicious food while you're doing it.
How is it possible, Nick, to do what you do, in the sense that the noise of everything going wrong is so loud, right? It is so loud. How do you keep going, and why do you care so much?
I love this country. I think that it's worth fighting for. I think that there's just as much brilliance. You know, there's a quote in one of my favorite songs by Leonard Cohen that says, there's a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in. And I see South Africa in that way. I think that it is very, very easy to look at the glass half empty, but where is that going to get us? Like, what is the point of that? And just by making an attitudinal shift and change and getting up and wanting to find more stories, you find that the law of attraction is a very powerful thing. In my own life, through doing this, through going on this journey through food, I have met some of the most amazing people that if you sit down and share a meal with, and they're selling everything from burgers to pizzas to kotas, you name it. But you sit down with these people and you have conversations with them, you can't not be inspired about South Africa. You can't not feel that there is something in the water here that is worth fighting for, and that that in and of itself is energizing. And again, it starts by doing. Go and experience. Go and meet people, like to speak to people. Go look at my page. There's countless stories, and I guarantee you, I get around as much as I can. I'm sure I've done something near where you live. Go to the place and see, and start there.
So, I mean, how do you do this and still want to lose weight? Please explain that to me. I can't.
Say that again.
How do you do that and still hope to lose weight? I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, you know, so they say don't believe everything you see on social media. And what I will say about that is that, so if I go to three places in a week, right?
Yes.
Those are the kind of three big meals that I have. But on top of that, I'm gymming 3 times a week. I'm running 5 times a week. Every other meal, we're going to sit down to dinner right now, it's a calorie-controlled, very, very simplistic, healthy, the macros are balanced. So that is, in a nutshell, kind of how I'm doing it. But if I do pick up weight, I just tell my wife that, look, I'm doing this for the sake of South Africa. You must be patient.
You're supposed to tell us that it's impossible. You're supposed to tell us that we're all human, you know, and we can just understand, you know, it's not going to go so well. Nick, you are our culinary superstar. We love what you're doing. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Really, South Africa needs more like you. Thank you.
I said at the beginning, but it's such a genuine honor to be on the show. Full circle moment. You know, my producer now used to work with you, and when
yes.
I told him I was coming on, he sang your praises. He wouldn't stop. So, a shout out to Eb, and also thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate all the kind words, and I hope it goes some way to getting whoever is listening to this right now just to feel a little bit better about wanting to get out there and taste South Africa.
South Africa is better with you in it. Thank you, Nick, and enjoy your evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nick Hammond, and let me tell you, his Instagram account is Nick, NickHammann, Graham, okay, with a blue tick, so you can find him there. It's a delight. It really, really is a delight. So go there and check him out. And this is our impact for today.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.